If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Still the stars with the show, and till then is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning everybody! It is.
Is it?
What do you mean?
Because I'm tired of getting sucked in by Summer League.
Oh, I was proud of you.
It's your fault.
I was proud of you.
It was your fault.
Why?
Because it sucks.
Do you know, I know.
I'm tired.
It's a bad product. Wait, I understand.
I literally feel like I'm watching rec league basketball that Fonz used to play in, because that's the same way they play basketball. Everybody thinks they're Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Right? Or Michael Jordan.
Shout out to Eric Stevenson, though. Clutch three last night to get the Heat their first Vegas win.
I mean, come on.
What?
And how you get kicked out of Summer League?
That was incredible. What a great job by Pella. What a rascal.
And how did Pella get a tech?
I don't understand. I think being too adorable. I think that's what it was.
I mean, any sign of aggression?
But did you see it? He gave like a little, smile afterwards. Like, got him.
Yeah.
Got him. Pella's a pain in the ass. Pella's going to be in a lot of fights in his career.
He's a new Goron?
He's new Goron. No, he's going to be new Goron.
If y'all don't know, go look up Goron fights. That dude been fighting since the second he got into the league until he left.
And such a denier, too, because he'd be like, Buddy, I didn't do anything. And he'd be like, Goron, you have like a 15-minute montage of fights. on you. I don't think he was aware of that when we told him that.
No.
But, look, I can't even – I love Summer League, and I can't even put lipstick on this. The play in this Summer League has been really bad. Really, really bad. They won yesterday. I thought that their top three guys, they didn't play Kasparis, but Pella, Kalel, and Keyshawn all play well. They don't really have anybody after that. Like, that's the team. And obviously, Kalel was playing at half speed for half of the summer.
Can I just say this? Everybody wants me to back away from fat shaming.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Don't talk about Kenny Lofton Jr. like that,
dude. I mean, like, what do you think Roz would say about him?
I don't know. I don't know, but I also...
I mean, I think he was at the free throw line with a sub.
Okay. Listen, you can't just, like, look, his body is his body. He's known as that. He's a little...
Wait, what do they call him? They call him, they have a nickname for him. I forgot his name.
I don't know. Vlad, do you have any idea what the nickname is for Kenny Lofton Jr.? Maybe if I go to his basketball reference.
What? You talking about the big one?
Yeah, the big one.
Why, of course, Leroy. Look, you know what, Leroy? I want to see pictures of you when you were a kid. I bet you were a fat-ass little baby, weren't you?
No.
Yeah, you were. Because the way you fat-shame people only comes from a...
Can I tell you?
I don't care if your whole family was big. The way you fat-shame people...
Let me tell you.
And you, but you always want to eat. That's the thing. It's the funniest thing. He wants to shame people, but he wants everybody to eat his food.
Let me... Hold on.
Yeah, when you're stumbling like that, go ahead.
No, it's not. It's not even a stumble. You have to understand. When I grew up, that's all we did: sitting around the table while eating.
But you're going up now. You're back. You're not in New Orleans anymore. You're in South Florida. You're fat shaming people, which is weird in a city that everybody wants to see Dr. Miami. But you fat shame. Go ahead.
Kenny Lofton Jr. on his basketball reference. The only nickname that I see for him is Gen Zebo. That's it.
That's kind of funny.
That's all I got for him. I don't have any other nicknames. But for years I thought when he was first. I obviously thought.
Oh, he does have some good nicknames.
Does he?
Snack Randolph.
Come on, man.
Snack Randolph.
Come on.
Yeah. Orange Mound of Rebound.
Jeez.
They're not related, by the way, people. Kenny Lofton, the former.
They're not.
No, I know.
They're not.
It's hilarious, though. Because he looks nothing like Kenny. Like, first of all, he's light.
Well, I was asking you. I was like, did Kenny, on a road trip one time?
No.
Something happened?
It's a. Wow.
Dead South, Shaquille O'Neal.
So
do this with any. We're just gonna do this with poor Kenny. Oh, hello, 10:07.
Is she trying to sneak
you
in?
You know that's trying to sneak in. My favorite part of the whole thing is she tries to I'm just gonna come in and sit at my computer
quietly.
Hopefully nobody will say anything.
You're on camera.
Too late.
Too late.
You're hiding.
Everybody sees you hiding.
Schmeathen, Jimmy John's butler.
Can you take the camera away?
Why?
So, yeah. I tried a couple of times.
I was proud of you. Did you watch more Summer League or Home Run Derby last night?
Home Run Derby was pretty interesting. I watched some more. Dude, I wanted to punch you in the stomach.
Why? Why?
So let me tell you why. So I'm watching this Home Run Derby, right? I watched the first guy. Woo, big boy.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the second guy. Woo, big boy. Hitting 480 feet. Then Jazz gets up there. And I'm like, he's tiny.
He is tiny.
He can't do this.
But hold on. You're not blaming me for Jazz. I told you to go with Big Dumper yesterday. We should have gone conservative plus 900. And you're like... You got all frog boy on me.
I'm like,
that's not good enough.
Well, no, because that's what
you told me.
All right.
So I wanted Big Dumper yesterday.
Did Riley end up winning?
Of course he wins. He's the best home run hitter in the league now.
Dude, can I just tell you, some of those guys were hitting balls. My favorite was the guy who went up there and said, I'm going to pace myself and just take easy swings and hit 450-yard bombs, 50-foot bombs. I'm like, yeah. And then I saw Jazz.
Yeah.
They had to help him put the bat in his hands.
He's already getting made fun of on TikTok.
Yeah.
Everybody's making fun of Jazz.
He was trying so hard to hit it far, he wasn't hitting it. Can I just say, I'll give you one foul tip, right, in Home Run Derby. One. Because you're trying to hit one, really far. Dude, the catcher was getting lit up. By all those swings, the catcher was like,
I wasn't expecting that.
Right? What are we doing?
Yeah. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So, yeah, the Heat win in Summer League 100-96. They get their first Vegas Summer League win. I couldn't get a read on Coach Glass. I don't know if this is it for the big guys, and Thursday's just because they're not going to win. They're not going to make the Final Four, it would appear.
Ooh.
There's too many undefeated. The Heat.
Oh, it's point differential, right? It's the tiebreaker?
Yeah, but there's already, yesterday they showed there was already, five undefeated teams. So I think, I don't think everybody's going to collapse.
And they play each other. But still, there's going to be teams with one losses and undefeated teams.
I think after yesterday and them playing those three guys, I think it's going to be maybe Kasperus and the boys.
Heading home or Kasperus?
Going with that last game on Thursday, I would think. Yeah. Although everybody is kind of out there. Maybe they get a couple practices in. I don't know, but... It kind of feels like that felt like the end of summer league for them. I don't know.
And camp starts in
September.
So,
and you better not go to the Bahamas.
We still on that.
West Palm.
You say, when you go into practice, it needs to say municipal.
And not the good part.
Hey, municipal. Something like.
I'm talking military. Military Avenue. No hanging out by City Place.
No Palm Beach.
No Palm Beach fancy pizzas with Travis Kelce.
He's not going to be there.
Vlad Garrett Wilson signed an extension. Your boy.
Big one.
No, nah, not really.
What do you mean?
4 years, 130.
Yeah, but by the time that kicks in, he'll probably be the eighth. He'll probably be like 10.
That's what happened with Waddle.
Yeah, that's what happens. They signed him. When you sign him 2 years early, the contract doesn't kick in. By the time the contract kicks in, he'll probably be like sixth or seventh or eighth in highest paid receiver.
Did he like Aaron Rodgers?
No, they didn't.
I don't think they got along.
No, they didn't get along.
He and then like Devontae Adams.
That's what I would do if I was behind him.
He brought in Devontae, and things went left. But you know,
he had that sick catch that year last year.
You know what? And I think that's the thing that when I look at how teams are and how things are going to work out, that's the first thing I look at. Are they even getting along, right? You bring a guy in and your star player, the guy who kept you relevant and made it interesting before that guy got there, don't like him? How's that going to play out?
It's weird.
Right.
It's weird. It's like every place Aaron Rodgers goes, it's like, I got to have these three guys at all times. Like, hey, it's time to move on.
But when I say something, you say I hate Aaron Rodgers.
You do hate Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't.
You do hate Aaron
Rodgers. I hate his antics.
I will acknowledge he has annoying tendencies, but you hate Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Tobin. Now that the man leaves the Jets, now everybody can finally agree that Leroy has something in for Aaron Rodgers.
No, he does. He definitely does.
I don't.
You do, Leroy. But Leroy.
I don't. Y'all don't have a problem with all the antics?
No, we don't. There's a lot of people that have antics.
Not like that, dude.
Tyreek has antics. Do you?
Not like. And I say that about him.
He's got antics, all right.
Tyreek has antics, but I never see you go in on him like the way you go in for Aaron. Like, you go in on Aaron.
I thought it was the thing he did last year.
I thought it was NFC Central hate, but it's not.
Vlad, you want to know why? Because this man tells me all the time about how hard winning is, and Aaron Rodgers is legitimately the only person who has a championship. He goes, one championship. He's like, what was that, ancient history? It's the only person you've ever done.
How long ago was it?
It was 15 years ago, but he's the only athlete you did. He's the only athlete you did. Oh, dude?
Yeah, you did. Because I remember, wait, hold on, and I give you examples. When Peyton Manning won one, that's all they did was say all he's won is
one. That's what they said. I'm talking about you. I know your behavior on takes, and you're the only.
Hold on.
He's the only athlete where you're like,
wait,
one ring.
Correct me if I'm wrong about this. Okay. He has lost with teams that were better than the team he won.
No one's denying that.
So
that's not my point.
That happens to a lot of players. Now, LeBron's lost with. No. Teams have lost. Like, okay. Were the 2016 Warriors a better team than the 2016 Cavaliers?
The 73 win team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But they lost, right?
Yes.
Correct.
But are we going to take it? Should that be a strike on the Warriors because they've lost?
Been a strike on Draymond.
Okay.
No, but they've also got four championships.
Drew Brees has one title.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would never say to Drew Brees.
You would never say Drew Brees,
old one ring Drew.
And the Saints were number one seeds on many times. They had home field advantage many occasions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then the one time. No, but here, all the even though the situations may be the same, and you could say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. Drew Brees, I don't have to worry about all the antics.
But this is the point. Okay, but you're trying. Nobody is sitting here comparing championships or any of that stuff. And Dade Soft says, right, the issue is your denial.
I'm not denying it.
You should just say, I don't like him.
Say you don't like him.
It literally is not the case. I have a problem as a team sport guy with a guy with all those antics.
I don't care how you say that, but you let Tyreek Elliott, but you don't.
No, I don't. I was at the end of the year last year. I said, it don't matter what we think. It don't matter. He's got to deal with those guys in the locker room.
So then that's the same thing with Aaron.
Right.
Okay, then.
And guess what? Where's the last place he's been where they said, yeah, it was great? That's my point. You got to think about it.
Okay. That's a lot of players.
No.
Yes, it is.
Not like that.
Why is it not like that?
But because he plays quarterback.
Okay.
It's his job to get along with everybody.
You would typically tell me for somebody of Aaron Rodgers' stature, appreciate greatness. And you have a lot of caveats. It's just a different...
I can appreciate the player. Nobody's questioning his ability on the football field.
Kind of are,
it's though. All the other stuff.
I'm proud of you. Look, I have guys I'm petty with. I want you to embrace it.
I don't think you guys...
So let me ask you this. All right, so all the other stuff. Okay. Uh-huh. So what has all the other stuff done?
Nothing. It basically gives him more hype than he deserves.
So are you just?
So you think
upset?
He's overrated?
So you just think he's washed right now? And he shouldn't be getting the hype. I think
people have expectations of Aaron Rodgers coming off an Achilles, and you have greater expectations than he had in Green Bay with a better team. Like if he can't win with those players in Green Bay all the years he had, how the hell he's going to win with the Jets? And so I would say that, and everybody says, oh, no, you just hate Aaron Rodgers.
You do.
No.
But you
he's
do.
He's lost with better teams. How is he going to make a worse team better when he had good teams and he didn't win?
But this predates the Steelers. You hated him when he went to the Jets. You hated him
on
the Steelers.
You hated him on
the Packers.
Yes. And what did I say? I said the same things I'm saying now. He has lost with better talent than is on the Jets, but for some reason, everybody thinks he's the savior with the Jets. No! And he's 40-something. Get out of here. No.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I do not hate Aaron Rodgers.
I think he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. I don't know why.
What do you do? Like, something happened at a golf course?
Was he annoying like at a tournament or something?
Something happened?
No, I've met him before.
Was there an NFC North golf tournament?
And when you met him, were you like, and roll the eyes?
No. I mean, look, I felt the same exact way about everybody waiting on the doorstep of Brett Favre.
It's a Packer Viking thing. There it is. It's NFC Central. It's NFC North. It's NFC Central. Hey, Packers Vikings.
Here's the deal.
That's Packers Vikings. Here's the deal.
Name another player that we've done that besides Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
What?
With what?
Like, just sitting, everybody's going, oh my God, if we get him, whoo!
Peyton Manning.
It's going to turn our team around.
Peyton Manning.
They did kind of turn the Broncos around.
He did, though!
So, okay then. So what are you talking about? Like, we do that for any type
of... But wait. Peyton went into Denver.
Uh-huh. You know who the guy is now? Russell Wilson.
Yes.
That's who it is now.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is new Aaron Rodgers.
It always happens, bro. It's happened.
And guess what?
Sports.
I kind of feel a little bit about, with Russ, too.
Yeah, but you don't hate Russ. But you don't hate Russ the way you be hating on
because
do you hate Russell?
It's gotten to the point where we don't expect anything from Russell Wilson.
Mm.
When he left, nobody was expecting, oh, now we're a Super Bowl. No.
Take a break here on the show, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. We'll go up until 2, back after this. Good to know the Hobnob twins are back at it.
Of course.
Tobin and Leroy back here with you. Vlad, actually on time for a segment here. We don't have, not like those two dummies out there perusing.
Hobnobbing,
dude.
And they don't even like these people.
I would love to be like one of those things I saw Bam at with Michael Jordan this week. That's got to be so cool.
What was that, in Greece?
It was in Greece.
Is he Michael Jordan?
Yeah, he's Team Jordan.
That's why.
He's been Jordan. But okay. I would love, you just be like, you know what? I'm going to hobnob with Jalen Hurts over here. You know, I'm going to hobnob. I'm going to hang out. I'm gonna peruse. Luca's hanging out with me. We're all having, I'm sorry, MJ, your airness. Come on over here. Hang out with me. Have some tequila. Had to be such a cool time.
You think Jason Tatum's there nursing his Achilles? He's Team Jordan.
Is he Team Jordan?
Yeah.
I think he was down here. I saw somebody take a picture with him down here on his boot.
No, he probably can't travel.
Probably didn't want to party with a boot on.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, I love that Bam is partying with Jordan and Luca.
Yep.
But he's worrying about his do-rag and his Miami Heat workout attire.
I love that.
Because
Asia just keeps stealing it.
Yo, that's such a girlfriend move.
It's such a move.
It's such a girlfriend wife move, bro.
I'm like, is she warming up with heat sweats on?
They take your hoodie. Are you
kidding me?
They take your sweatpants. They take all the comfort wear that you love. They take it.
They're two scoops of adorable, those two.
It is.
They are two scoops of adorable. Happy for them. Yeah, I see in the chat, we got these QB lists are hot. Dude, I couldn't believe. I still can't believe it. We were talking about this a little bit in the break, but Vlad and I were talking about this Justin Herbert stuff. Man.
I'm sick of it.
It's got to stop, dude.
I'm done.
I'm so sick of his ass. Sick of it. How do you have that man above Jalen Hurts? And, like, I'm looking back at the Chargers, right? They win 11 games last year. But, like, if they did – nice of you guys to join us.
Yeah.
If the Dolphins did – they basically had the Dolphins season of 2 years ago where they beat a bunch of bums. And everybody's acting like Justin Herbert did something. Right. Like, it's crazy to me. This guy is treated so differently from everybody else. And for the life of me, I can't really figure it out. I don't really know why. Because yesterday I'm hearing this Arlovsky's up there. You know, he's sniveling. That's how he is with his quarterbacks, right? And he's like, well, look at his receivers. I'm like, I'm sorry. Did this guy not have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams the first 5 years of his career? You're acting like that was like, I'm sorry.
They had one of the best duos in the league.
What are we talking about? Like, yeah. This guy is sad here. And now you're acting like, oh, poor him. He had to go a year with nobody impressive in skill. And Jalen Hurts has gone to his second Super Bowl, and everybody's like, oh, well, I mean, anybody could do what he's doing.
Ninth? That's
They're bad. Trying to outlaw. They tried to do an outlaw of his play. Like, I've heard nothing but whambulance from everybody. And I'm not a fan of the tush push either. But this guy has such an unstoppable play, they're having hearings about it.
Hearings.
They are.
And we're sitting here, and you're trying to discredit saying anybody could do what he's doing.
That... Have you seen people try? Have you seen people try?
I've seen one team do it just not as well as they are, but not as well as the Eagles, but they've tried. The Bills do it.
Like, think about this. Buffalo has a bigger quarterback.
A horse.
And they still don't have the success rate as Philly.
The funny thing was in the vote against, they were the only team in the division to vote against it, and they do it the most out of anybody who tries to do it.
Right.
I like that the Dolphins didn't vote against it because I was like, you know what? You already have
it
the
seems
reputation.
Like
you can't be babies.
Right. But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like we can't do it, then they shouldn't be able to
right.
do it.
It's what it's and so I'm just like, for the life, because I just feel from my standpoint, and like, I get it, dude. Justin Herbert, if you were to cast him, he'd probably look like Justin Herbert in a movie. But like, Jalen Hurts is better than him.
Right.
Point blank, period. That's it.
I mean, because guess what? Anybody else outplayed Patrick Mahomes the last two times they played?
No.
Right.
No.
We just overlooked that.
And the other thing is, like, Joe Burrow did it once,
And they put him. He's already on the Mount Rushmore quarterback.
We'll never take out Joe Burrow.
He does have a Super Bowl appearance, guys.
He does. But how is his Super Bowl appearance looked upon more favorably than a guy winning it?
No, right. I get that.
I've never understood this.
I get it. That's why, like I told you during the break, my friend and I did our own quarterback listing way before this.
You have a list?
Yeah, I put Jalen Hurts number two after Mahomes. Mahomes is number one. And he's going to be number one at least for another year or two.
He might be number one until he dies.
He might be number one until he dies. Seriously. But he's going to be number one. You got to understand, two MVPs for Lamar, reigning MVP for Josh. An unbelievable year last year by Joe.
Those got to be the top four, right?
Those are the top four.
Absolutely.
But you got to put Hurts there because Hurts was a MVP runner-up to Mahomes. Two Super Bowl appearances. He might have two of the top 20 best Super Bowl games by a quarterback.
Right.
Like, no BS. Like, his two Super Bowl performance games.
If he didn't just have that fumble in the first one.
Right. Yeah, they would have won. So you're talking about a guy who's been a runner-up for MVP, league MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, and two great Super Bowl performances. He's the top five quarterback in the league. And I would say he's number two because even though Mahomes is number one to me, he's the reigning defending Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Like, if we're going to do rankings season by season, which is what we always do, for a guy to go do that, and you're still not going
to
give him
the
credit.
To beat
the
guy you have deemed the GOAT of our time.
Yeah, it's like.
And then say.
That's why I don't have a problem with like Tua being out of all these lists. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Tua's biggest knock is durability. He wasn't durable last year.
Right.
I understand. He's got everything to prove this year. So I'm not going to sit here and bitch about where Tua's placement is on a list when the Dolphins were under 500 and he missed a third of the season. Like, that is what it is. If he wants to be on top of lists or we want him on top of lists, he's got to go and play and prove it. But when you prove it and they're still like, I don't think so. Right. I'm like, what are we doing?
Right.
Like, what? At what point, when does the sports matter? Not what you look like on TikTok. When does the actual on the game stuff and how you lead your team, when does that matter? I'm trying. It's weird to me. It's weird. You had 2 of 15 on your list?
Yeah, the injuries. The injury is the only thing. Because what we took a 3-year period gap, and we looked at your past success. We looked at your playoff record. We looked at, you know, what your personal stats, and he's 15 right now for us.
I got you.
But he was higher last season.
Of course he was.
Now,
he's healthy.
Now, Vlad, here's the question I have. How far down that list you have to go to you can definitively say that quarterback can't win you a Super Bowl? Because we've seen guys win Super Bowls that we've said can't win a Super Bowl. Like Matthew Stafford when he was in Detroit, right? All empty numbers, right? We've said that about him. There's other guys that we've said that. We said that about Jalen Hurts. They would say before the last couple of years is that, hey, he does some good things. His passing accuracy is not on par with the top guys and blah, 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 blah. Well, he's been to 2 Super Bowls. So you can't.
Here's what happens, Leroy. Once you win, your past transgressions, if you lost and you had a great season, it starts looking as a
better.
Positive.
It starts looking better.
Here's the best example I can use, and I've used it on the show with, you know, Sports Day with Dan Day and myself on weekends here on 560 WQAM, 12 to 4.
What? 12 to 4.
Yeah, 12 to 4 p.m.
That's a plug.
Did we go to commercial break?
No. Here's the thing. It's the Panthers. Panthers won back-to-back Stanley Cups, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've been to 3 Stanley Cups finals, right?
Yeah.
Guess what now is seen as positive? That President's Cup trophy that they won. Now you look at it, they're like, this has been a long run now. So now you look at the president when they won the president's
positive for everybody except for Jonathan Huberdeau.
Except for Huberdeau, but
got sent to Calgary.
Now when you look at this run, you're like, oh man, this run has been started since they won the President's Cup. They've been to 3 Stanley Cups. They won back to back Stanley Cups. Now those things what were once a criticism, it's now looked as this isn't more of a
But they play a totally different style of hockey.
I know, but what I'm saying is people.
No, but with I think that what he's talking about is like for a guy like Barkov's legacy, like that's why it's so cool to keep guys like Barkov and Ekblad because they're going to be lifers, and Bob is basically been going to be here for half of his career.
Right.
Like there is going to be some tie of the struggles and then where it was. But you know, for this whole thing that we do, it's like I have a weird time with football where like we feel like we've already decided and like nothing is going to take us off that stance,
not even the play of the person.
Yeah, and
that's what drives me here, because people who say Tua can't win
until he wins
in Miami
until he
have
wins.
Been saying it from the beginning, and there's been little things that could possibly show you maybe he can be. But the other things that show that just solidify what they think is, oh, he's always hurt. Oh, he can't do that. Oh, and that's the same thing that happened to Jalen Hurts.
If Tua were to go out there, right, and I'm not here to throw a pity party for Tua because he has to go prove it. He has to stay healthy.
Right.
But I guarantee if the Dolphins do make the playoffs this year, they're going to talk more about his weapons than it is him. Like the vast, because that's what they did. That's what they did his best season.
Right. But again, they're not going to talk about Tua when his weapons weren't any good last year.
But if he wins, guess what? Say they win the Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm.
All the criticism's gone, and then now you start looking at those, wow, look at that season that he led the league in yards, or look at the season when he led.
Yeah.
Then all of those.
It'd be tremendous. It'd be tremendous adversity to overcome.
They just flip it. That's all, because we're a result society. It's win or loss. That's how we look at it. If you win, everything's great. You lose, you can't, you're a loser. You can't win. That's it.
Tua could never be in the situation that Josh Allen's in, right? Because Josh Allen has never even made a Super Bowl. And the way they talk about Josh Allen, right? Like, he just gets all the benefit. Oh, he's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door. If Tua had the same career that Josh Allen had to this point without the MVP, because the way Josh Allen got the MVP, Tua can't play like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I'm saying if he put up some of the numbers that Josh Allen put up with, we would not be saying the same things, even though, like, neither one of them have won a championship.
Yeah, look, I'm not here to say that Tua is above Josh Allen, because Josh Allen, I'm not saying that. It could ever be that. But, like, I think if Tua was to even get to the playoffs again or even get their first playoff win, which is, like, what we're all looking for just for 25 years.
Right.
That I just don't think it's going to be, like, it's not going to be looked upon as some great accomplishment. They'll just move the goalpost on it, which is fine. I mean, it is what it is.
But guess what? So will the fans.
Eventually, yeah.
Because here's the deal, Vlad. Haven't had a playoff win in 25 years. If they, you know, get in the playoffs and they win the first week and make it to the divisional and they don't play well in the divisional, they'll say, that's why we can't have Tua. He can't get us over the hump. I'm telling you the story now.
But if he wins a playoff game, though?
Yeah. Unless they're still going to just say, because if he plays poorly in the divisional game, they'll say, well, yeah, he can get us, but he can't. Because guess what? This is what I've heard in Miami, even when I wasn't on talk
radio.
Well,
to be fair, like, it's a job saver now. Like, they have to win a playoff game. I mean, it is. They have to.
They just can't play poorly. How about that? You can't play poorly.
I mean, you can't get 62-7 in Jacksonville.
Right, but sports is sports in that sometimes you can play a hell of a game and something crazy happens. So you got to say they need to win a playoff game. I'm going to say they need to play well in the playoffs.
They would have to be screwed in the playoff
I'm just saying they just have to play well.
But if it's a straight-up loss, if they go out there.
And just get dump truck.
Because that's mostly what happens. It's not even just losing.
Yeah, and they'll keep it close. They'll keep it close, but you were never close.
Yeah.
That's context in losing.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's context in losing.
All I'm saying is every year, before he plays the stupid, that's a win, that's a loss in camp. Right? Here's what I ask him.
That's coming soon, right?
Here's what I ask Toby, and he says, no, every year. Can you have a worse record but be a better team?
Yeah.
But everybody just looks at the record. So at the end of the year, when it's time to evaluate what you have, like, you have to be smart enough to evaluate all those things.
But it hasn't happened with them. Like, their run with McDaniel has been.
But there is context in, like I was saying, there's context in losing. Like, the way they've lost has been bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It hasn't even been close.
So to go back to a point where we were saying early in the segment with Josh Allen, why he gets the leeway, it's because – we've seen the games that he's lost. He's actually played well.
No, he has played great.
The other team just has a quarterback who has the ball last, and they've won.
Correct.
So if the Dolphins lose a game where Tua's 25 for 30, throws for 300 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, and they lose 30-27 because the other team had the ball last, I'm not looking at Tua.
But my question is, that's Vlad, I know what you're saying. I believe the same thing. I always bring it up that, and to use your phrase, there's context in losing, right? Fans here don't give a damn about that. They just care about are you win or loss. And you got to be careful when you do that because there's a lot of organizations. For example, Dallas, the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. Nico was basically saying we can't win a championship with Luka.
He's stupid.
Okay, but do you understand what I'm saying? He said, I can't win a championship with Luka.
He's a stupid man.
Right? For all the reasons he put out there. Point. Right? So.
Let me go get Anthony Davis. Oh, his eye is already broken.
Right. So.
Dude's inventing new body parts.
While Luka's slimming down.
Not to get sidetracked.
Yeah.
I am looking at the single-handed worst score that I've ever seen in basketball at the NBA level ever.
What?
67-58 was the final.
What, the Lakers-Clippers
game?
Yes.
Okay. It's summer league.
I don't.
He's gotten duped into it.
Look, wait, Leroy. Huh. Leroy, did you not watch? You watch basketball a lot, right?
Yeah.
Did you remember the Knicks Heat playoff series?
Yeah, but that was 90s.
Okay, so?
That's the, but,
it's different when they're trying to play like that. Like they're trying to play like it's a UFC match. This one, this one, you know, Vlad. I bet if we go look there, it's probably like 5 for 34 from three.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy's favorite band, Counting Crows, Intangibles, round here. They're bringing their Complete Suites Tour to Hard Rock Live on July 22nd. If you guys want a pair of tickets to see Counting Crows, keep on listening to our show. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets. Coming on up later today. Heat win yesterday in summer league action. Good games from Kalel Ware. He's good.
Yeah. He still runs like Napoleon Dynamite.
But he's got very long limbs. He's,
I know.
It's just how he looks. It's just how he looks.
Point for Leroy.
Did you got, you know who's like slowly becoming my favorite player, though?
Who?
To be honest with you, he didn't play for summer league yesterday. It's Davion Mitchell. Davion Mitchell is slowly becoming my favorite player.
Did you see me a picture of him in the snow?
He's in the snow.
So wait, he's in the snow?
He's in, I think he's in Switzerland.
Oh, it's got to be.
I think he's in Switzerland. And this picture is incredible. Now, it's going to become a meme if he has a terrible game. But
sure.
It's,
right, yeah, you can't be around ice throwing up bricks.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they call him off tonight.
If you guys haven't seen it, here's the picture for our YouTube and Twitch audience. But you can just see he's wearing his off-night Heat jersey, Heat culture red, in the frigid temperatures of Switzerland.
First of all, I have a problem.
What?
Why?
Yeah, this is something that ever since I was a kid.
Don't wear your own jersey.
Oh my God! Come on, what are we doing here, bro? What are we doing here?
I like it.
What are we doing?
The first, like, anytime I get a jersey or like you go up to Cleveland, they give you jerseys and stuff. The first thing I do when I get home, give it to my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like. Yeah.
Well, the Heat got him a jersey. It says off night on the back. It doesn't say Mitchell.
Which is cool.
But he was out wearing. He's like, I ordered something and he got caught because he's like, I need to throw something on. So he just threw on the jersey and somebody took a selfie with him. And he goes, yeah, I'm probably not going to do that again. But everybody loved it. So now I think it's his thing.
So now he's just taking it.
Now he's just wearing the jersey. Places. Now he's wearing it in Switzerland because they don't know what the Heat are.
First of all, I don't even like the fact that he's wearing a jersey in that type of conditions. It looks like it's cold.
It's freezing. He looks like.
He
gets it.
Like
he
you see his toes? Like when your toes are peeking like that, that means it's freezing.
When your toes are turned
in. Yeah.
Hey.
He
does not look warm.
No, he doesn't look warm. So in Switzerland, it's just cold all the time? Or is
no,
just the
it's
top
probably,
of a mountain?
It's winter time for them right now. I think when it's summer over here, it's like winter over there.
I think.
I'm not too sure.
He also was just dribbling. Like, he carries a basketball everywhere with him.
I don't think that's accurate. No, summer in Switzerland is June 21st to September 22nd.
Okay, so, but I think he's in a mountain.
Are you sure he's in Switzerland?
So, like, let's say.
Okay. He says he's in Switzerland.
So, I went to Leavenworth in February, and it was snowing, right? Right now, everything is green. It's not snowing. But, however, the mountaintops are still with snow.
Yeah, if you go to Vegas.
It just depends on the altitude.
If you go to Vegas or Tahoe, whatever, I mean, and they show mountains, you can see the snow up top.
Still, maybe he's up the Swiss Alps.
So, he's just in the Swiss Alps?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
but he was dribbling a basketball in the middle of Sweden.
I went to Seattle and it was still snowing on top of the mountain. Sorry.
No, it's okay. but yep, there he is. What is he? Hey. He looks like he's on.
So wait, it looks like the snow is so high that he's look at the electrical poles. Like he's like right there. That's
he can't be that far up either because how is he? Like he's not even wearing mountain shoes.
Man, that's fake.
What? You think he has mountain shoes?
Man, it's AI. It's AI. It's AI, man.
What do you mean?
It's AI.
Why would he couldn't go that far. He couldn't go that far with those shoes.
That's a filter.
What?
I've just put a background filter.
I've gone in Minnesota because I knew my ride was like 10, 15 minutes. Like, I've run to my car in flip-flops.
Okay, but that's fine. See, that's what I'm saying. He couldn't have gone that far.
What is that place that was on Star Wars, the ice one? That's where he looks like he's on. He looks like, what was that planet named?
I don't know.
Remember that?
I don't know the names of planets.
Oh. I thought you were a Star Wars guy.
I am, but you want me to name the snow-capped mountain in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a very famous.
It's the most trivial part of.
All right. Hold on. I'll let you go, Vlad. But just so I could stop him in his tracks here for a second.
What are you talking about?
Let me just tell you something right now, dude. I'm going to tell you something right
careful.
Now. No. I'm going to tell you something right now. You want to talk about trivial? You'll listen to a random ass song. You'd be like, that's from the opening scene of, Avengers 4. And you have the audacity to sit here and be like, oh.
Okay. There's certain groups. So I know, like, how I got into, who is it? The one that died that killed himself in the group.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The who's in the group? The lead singer.
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Oh,
I had no idea who Linkin Park was. Then I started watching
Hero.
Transformers.
Weren't you?
It was Transformers. Hero. Then Guitar Hero, right? And then I was a Linkin Park fan.
What's Guitar?
So I had no. Was it Labyrinth? No idea who he was until the Cadillac commercial. I was like, oh, cool. I'm starting to listen to his music. It happens. Like certain, you know, movies, like I hear artists that I would never normally listen to. So then I start listening to them.
Okay.
Dade South says it's the planet Hoth.
All right. Right now in the Swiss Alps, the temperature is 57 degrees.
Hmm.
Oh, so he's calling him.
He's not checking out to me.
So in the summer, the temperature in Switzerland ranges from 65 to 80 degrees, ideal for hiking alpine trails or swimming in crystal clear lakes. Winter transforms the landscape into a snowy wonderland, especially in the Alps, where temperatures can dip to 14 degrees Fahrenheit or below.
So this
that
is
man ain't in no Swiss Alps, bro.
That's not Switzerland.
So you claim he's doing the Schmeath and Schmolnick, that he's at Everest at Animal Kingdom?
I don't know where he's at, but I think Schmeath is right, because, bro, first of all, you're not. If you're in the Swiss Alps, you're not rocking a jersey like that. No, you're not. You're not doing that. You're black. You're not doing that. You're getting cold immediately.
Also, the temperature right now is 78.
So yeah, you're not rocking a jersey going out. You're not showing the guns all like that.
It says,
well, just leave it to this show to pick every.
I'm gonna fact check everything.
According to Google AI, is there snow in the Swiss Alps in July? Yes, there is snow in the Swiss Alps in July, particularly at higher elevations and on glaciers.
Which is what I'm saying.
You can see snow.
Glaciers on
this
that.
Time of year.
Man. AI.
That's not AI.
All I'm saying, Davion, is I love the picture. Don't have a stinker, because they're going to send your ass to the Swiss Alps. Take a break. Back with more of this.